Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another edition of Mentor Monday. What does that mean? Well, it's an opportunity for us to bring one of our single family mentors onto the show so that you can hear directly from somebody who is advising other people on how to properly invest in real estate. Now, mentors are very important. Mentors are a part of the overall package, the overall team that you have to build. And if you build a team without a mentor, well, it's kind of like having a toolbox without the toolbox itself. You just got a lot of tools that are just kind of, you know, hanging out here and there, and you've got no place to consolidate them. You've got no place to gather them. And it's kind of that way with mentors too. You see, you could go out, you could find a general contractor, you could go out and find a foundation guy, you can go out and find a lender, you can go out and find a CPA, an attorney, those types of things. And they're all great. But at the end of the day, if you don't have somebody who's been there, done that, got all the t-shirts and going back for more, then you might be completely missing the boat. So on today's show, what I've done is I've asked Lori to come on the show, and Lori is a single family mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited. She's been doing it for a little while. We'll just say a little while. I'll let her actually give you the numbers. And more importantly, she has advised so many of our members on how to take action, how to move forward with real estate investing, how not to get burned by the market, how not to get burned by bad deals. She teaches them what right looks like. She shows them what right looks like. And you know what they do? They do the right thing. So with no further ado, let me bring Lori on. Lori, are you there?
I am, Al. Good to be here.
It is awesome to have you on the show. I always have a great time when you're on the show with me.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure.
Well, I hope it's a good time for you, too. There's one of those calm pauses there. So, Lori, if you're still there, give us a little bit of background on yourself. Tell us who you are and what life was like for you before you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited.
Sure, Al. I've been actually a member of Lifestyles for a decade now. So I became a member in the spring of 2010. My current career was in the airline industry, so totally nothing having to do with real estate investing, but I jumped in with both feet and got my education, started investing, and pretty soon they had an opening at Lifestyles to become a team member, and I joined on the member services side, worked there for about 6 years. Then decided I wanted to take a little time off, so I quit for a year, thought I would never go back, but it's just something that's kind of addictive, and it's like family, not only the team members that we work with at Lifestyles, but the members themselves. It just, I've heard some people refer to it as a cult, and it's absolutely not anything like that. However, it's very, very close-knit. You've just got like-minded individuals, so obviously it's easy to make friends with people who have the same philosophy and the same goals and the same outlook as you do. So it's a very, very easy group to get involved with. So I left for a year, kind of got bored because I didn't have enough to fill my time with. You would think that managing my own properties, I would have had enough on my plate there. And people say, well, how can you do all this? If you're doing it right, it's easy. So I wound up going back to work. I called Lindy Murrow, our executive vice president, and I said, hey, I hear that you might have a mentor position open, and I'd love to be a part of that. And of course, she said, great, I don't have to interview.
So nice.
Because of that relationship, I was able to come back, and I've got to tell you, I wish I had done it a lot sooner because this is by far the best job, and I always consider it a non-job, but it's by far the best job I've ever had, just helping other people. And really, when you believe in a product, it's so easy to, I don't do any of the selling. These people are already on board. It's so easy, though, to follow the map and just simply teach it and get the rewards of seeing other people benefit from it as well.
Yeah, you know, I got to say the same thing about this radio side of the house. You know, I absolutely enjoy what I'm doing. I consider it a non-job also. You know, I put in a lot of dedication and effort to it. But at the end of the day, it's really designed to help other people. And I think, you know, once folks wrap their mind around that concept of helping other people, I think it solves a lot of problems. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, it's almost like throwing it out to the universe. You know, it's karma. You get back what you give. And if you're helping people, that's only going to help you in turn. You don't go out looking for the help. You don't expect it to come back. It's kind of like when you're serving in a volunteer capacity. You're helping other people, but you get it back twofold. And so that's really what all this is about. It's about abundance mentality. There are so many people, even family members, that will tell you when you have a success or when you start getting this money, you're taking fabulous vacations, all of a sudden you get the attitude from friends and family that you might have known in your previous life, which they're still friends, of course, but you might get this, oh, it must be nice to be you. Well, yeah, it is nice to be me, but why aren't you happy for my success instead of resentful toward it? And I think maybe that's why we tend to gravitate toward each other in this lifestyle community, because we get that positive encouragement. We're genuinely happy when someone else is successful, and that's what mentoring is all about. And so that's why it's so great and so fulfilling.
Yeah, it's definitely, I think, the coolest job at Lifestyles Unlimited is to be able to sit down with people and help them shape their future, knowing that everything that you're doing is going to help them get to where they're trying to get to.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you had mentioned earlier about a mentor helping, being the toolbox in which you keep all of those various tools, and that is so essential because this is someone that is going to get to know you one-on-one. Everybody's got different desires and resources for what they want their life to be. That's why this is called Lifestyles Unlimited. It's not necessarily about real estate and millions. It's just about where do you want your life to go. And everybody comes in, whether it's a young couple with barely any savings to their name, maybe they've got enough to buy one or two houses, get into it. But we can sit down with them and show how that in 1 to 5 years they can just keep growing and create that snowball that will get them where they need to be so much faster than the rest.
It's that snowball that we're looking for. We'll be back right after.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and I've got Lori on with me. Lori is a single family mentor at Lifestyles Unlimited, and together we are working on your financial freedom. So as we were going to break, Lori was talking a little bit about mentorship and how important it is. And, you know, we kind of got up against that hard time tick thing that, you know, said we had to stop talking so that we could go to break. And, you know, when we were at break, Lori and I were talking and she said, you know, there's a couple more points I want to make. Are we okay with that? And I'm just like, absolutely. So Lori, let me pass the mic over to you and go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah, nothing like a wonderful guest that likes to talk, right?
I love that.
I definitely want to finish up my thought, because I was talking about how we actually sit down and mentor one-on-one to go over the desires and resources of each individual member that comes to us. And, you know, I was talking about the younger people, and some people think that maybe they can't get started. That's the best time to get started is when you are young, because that's probably the most common theme that we hear from everybody in their 40s and 50s and 60s once they come is, I wish I'd done this sooner. And so you start when you're younger, even if you have those limited resources, and you can absolutely get that snowball rolling. It all starts with that first property, second property, third property. And it might take a little bit of time because you don't have as many resources to throw at it, but it'll definitely be life-changing. And you're going to be living like nobody else at your age group and when you're 30. That's what I always tell them. But we've got other people that come to us. Maybe they're in their 50s and they've got substantial, you know, stocks, bonds, 401ks, IRAs, things like that. And they can go a lot faster, but they have totally different a totally different outlook on what they're wanting right now at this stage in their life. So that's what's really rewarding about it. And when you were talking about the toolbox and all those tools, whether you have an attorney and a CPA and a general contractor, that can be overwhelming for someone just coming in. You know what? You probably don't need an attorney right away because you haven't built any wealth. You're probably not going to have any problems. So we tell you kind of the order to put it in so that it just makes sense. And you chunk it down, take a breath, follow the program, and just have fun with it. That's the most important thing.
Wow, you have just put me into a place of peace and comfort. You know, you put that mentor hat on, I start listening, and all of a sudden everything just starts to line up, and I feel comfortable with everything again.
Well, good, because, you know, it's comfortableness that we're looking for in this day and age, right? That's probably the biggest question now is, the fear factor that's out there.
Yeah. What is the fear factor that's going on out there? What are you guys seeing on the mentor side?
Well, we're actually getting, we've got great job security because we're getting more questions than ever. But it's about changing things. I mean, none of us have the crystal ball that we can look in and say, what is tomorrow going to look like in our personal life, never mind our real estate investing. But when the government comes with, a moratorium on evictions or, you know, you can't evict for non-payment of rent, things like that, everyone is going to assume the worst. And there again, it's our job to talk people down. You know, we're experiencing it right along with them. And really, it's not as bad as it is. I've yet to know anybody with more than maybe one tenant, if they've got multiple properties, that's not paid. I've only had one person that was late. And of course, it's a people business. So we just talk people off the edge, basically, or, you know, when they're freaking out, because we're not seeing a whole lot of changes in month one or month, and probably not even in month two. But like Lynn has said on some of her, you know, we have those some webinars frequently during this time because there are lots of changes. And it's like she says, you know what, we just have to take it day by day and remember that these are people. And unless this goes on really, really long, we're probably not going to see a big change because it's probably going to get back to normal.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're dealing with a pretty big speed bump right now. You know, a lot of people are concerned. A lot of people are trying to get back to their normal lives, whatever that might be. And you know, our tenants are the same way. And I should say our residents are the same way because, you know, they're people that we have a contract with. And we are contracted to provide them clean, affordable workspace housing. And they, in turn, provide us that rental income every month so that we can take care of all the financial business associated with the properties. And yeah. and on that note, I have to agree with you 100%. You know, I've got six single family units and all six paid. And, you know, the first thing that went through our mind was, oh my God, what happens if nobody pays? But, you know, we kind of lost sight of the fact that people are honorable. People will fulfill their contractual obligations. And by the way, people need a place to live too, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's going to be one of their top priorities. And people are not out to get you, especially when you're screening, when you're following the model and screening and getting good, responsible people who have good rental history, who have good job stability. That's not necessarily saying that they still have their job now. If something happens to their industry or the economy, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about looking at that person's character and their responsibility. And that's why we've got good tenants. It's not a perfect world, and you know, we're throwing around the term normal, and I probably shouldn't have said when we get back to normal, because I'm not sure that it will be normal, but it definitely will not be as fearful as it is now to people.
You know, on that note, what are you seeing when it comes to buying opportunities in the current environment?
I actually am seeing, you know, we're still rolling along just the same way as we used to. The Dallas market has been, the North Texas market in general, has been pretty, you know, it's been a seller's market. So it's been tight. We've gotten most of our acquisitions, say, through wholesalers rather than just out on the open market MLS, because those prime properties under $200,000 go very fast. It's very competitive once they get on the open market. So that's not a problem for us. There's still always going to be death, divorce, taxes, deferred maintenance, you name it, there's going to be a deal out there. It's just sourcing it. And there again, if you're around the right kind of people, if you've got the right agents on your team that are sourcing these properties, there's always opportunity. Now, I do think that in the next few weeks, as soon as now that some places are starting to get back to get back in business, you know, there are unfortunately going to be some foreclosures out there, I would think. There are some industries, some people that might struggle, and I hate to see that happen to anyone, but unfortunately there may be some vacant properties and more properties out there, and I think it's going to be a switch. I think we're seeing it switch from a seller's market to a buyer's market.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks out there that I've talked to that absolutely support your statement. They're seeing, you know, the market transition to a buyer's market. So what does that mean for us that we're going into a buyer's market?
That means opportunity. That means to be prepared. Fortunately, or hopefully you didn't have all your money in the stock market, as we've always recommended to pull it out of there because you don't have the control over it. But, you know, we're seeing opportunity knock. And there again, not in a bad way. I'm always hesitant to say that, like if we're vultures circling for some unfortunate situation. But the fact is, if there are vacant houses out there that need to be brought back up, then we'll be the ones to walk in and do it.
Yeah, it's, you know, we didn't create the situation. We're just there ready to take advantage of the situation. And we come back more with Lori on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and I've got Lori on with me. And Lori serves as a single-family mentor for Lifestyles Unlimited, and together we are working on your financial freedom. So as we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about mentors and how important mentors are for, well, to be honest with you, anything you do. But in our context, we're looking at the real estate investing game. Now, I call it a game because it's fun. It really is. But and there is some gamesmanship that is required if you're going to be in real estate. And I'll tell you what, if you want to learn what the gamesmanship is and you want to learn what the strategies are, and you want to learn, you know, from somebody who's been there before you, who's sending back maps, then you need a mentor. And that's part of the reason we have Lori on for Mentor Monday, is for her to impart wisdom upon you, because at the end of the day, it's all about helping you become successful. You see, we started in a place where we were not successful. We were doing the same stuff that you're doing. We were going to school, getting good grades, getting into jobs, hoping we got 401ks or IRAs or SEPs or any of those you know, lettered accounts that are called quote-unquote retirement accounts. And as we have found out, they're not really retirement accounts. They're just glorified savings accounts. So at the end of the day, it is important for you to have a mentor on your team. So Lori, talk me through the mentoring process. If I'm a brand new member and I've elected to get mentoring services and I kind of show up on your doorstep one day, how does this all work?
Well, you know, I have to talk about the fact that you just mentioned that this is kind of like a game and gaming, because I had to laugh. I'm sitting here in my office and it is decorated with Monopoly paraphernalia. That's been my favorite board game since I've been a child, and now I get to play real life Monopoly, and so I just think it's fabulous.
Oh, and you mentioned that. So you know those red pieces are not hotels; those are apartments, right?
Those are apartments. Now,
okay,
absolutely. But you know, it's just funny, because that's the thing. You've got to get in the game every time you land. You've got to decide whether you can afford it, what the risk is, and things like that. And so that leads us into our mentoring. Again, once we sit down and have that initial conversation and that initial meeting with members, then we're going to go on to helping them with the right acquisition, and that can be very scary. And so a lot of people, you know, we're still living the lifestyle as mentors. We would be hypocrites if we were stuck and chained to the office for 50 or 60 hours a week. So you know what? We take calls, we answer emails on an ongoing basis that's very fluid and flexible for us. But the wonderful thing is that sometimes it's time sensitive. If a member's got a deal that they're considering, we need to go back and look at and let them know, does this acquisition fit what you're trying to accomplish? Does it have the level of risk you're willing to take? So there's lots of things out there that during the acquisition phase, once they've established their team, they've done step one, two, and three, four, what like we talked about in the consultation, then they're going to go out there and they're going to have very shaky knees when they're actually thinking about pulling the trigger. And we want them to be confident, and we want them to be able to call us, email us, have us walk them through it and give our input. You had also mentioned something at the start of the show about getting burned, that, you know, we don't want anyone to get burned. Your mentor will help you do that. And that's a good point, because most people will look at a mentor and say, I want you to teach me how to do it so I can make money. But they forget to think about the pearls of wisdom that we might give to them that are going to save them thousands of dollars, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars, even if we tell them to walk away from a deal that they could have lost. So it's not about just making the money. It's about saving them money from throwing good money after bad.
You know, one of the concepts that we teach in our educational program is that concept of hard money. And I have met a lot of new members that, you know, they hear that concept and they're a little scared. They're a little timid. How difficult is it to actually acquire property using hard money?
Oh, it's probably the easiest way. The easiest way, second to cash, to paying cash only. If you had, $120,000, $150,000 to go out and pay cash, that's one thing. And we don't ever want you to pay cash and stay into it. You would just do a delayed financing the next day and pull it back out so that you've got a better return. But hard money is second to cash, because they're willing to loan you on the after repaired value when you're buying a distressed property that's not even worth that yet. So the more loan to value leverage you can get from the hard money lender, the better off you are. But you're absolutely right. People have a hard time wrapping their head around this, especially people like me that don't pay a single penny in interest. Never have I paid interest, maybe on a really low car note. There's sometimes when you can go out and pay cash for your car, but it's better to get a 1% interest and let them fund your car so that you can go out and spend that on an income-producing asset. all sorts of tricks of the trade like that. But hard money is one of those tricks. It's about using other people's money. And yes, you're going to be at higher interest rate, but you know what? You don't get something for nothing. It's a win-win situation, and you have to treat your team members, the people, the lenders, the contractors, everybody that you're working with, you've got to go into it with a win-win. I'm here to make money. You're here to make money. Let's make money together.
How long should somebody stay in a hard money transaction? I mean, is 1 month, 2 months, 6 months? What is the required time?
I try for 2 months, but I always work up my evaluations, and I tell members to work up their evaluations counting on three, because you have to remember that sometimes the conventional financing, just going through the underwriting process, even if you've got your rehab done, you've got your tenant in place, you're ready to do your refinancing. Sometimes underwriters take a while, depending on the market, depending on the situation. So I always build in and buffer in that extra third month. But you've got to remember, a hard money loan is a short-term asset-based loan. So you definitely want to be short-term.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, what we want everybody to do is utilize that hard money correctly so that they can get into that long-term financing and enjoy the benefits of owning that property.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've had conventional lenders on the show. I've had hard money guys on the show, and you know they have their own perception as to, you know, who you ought to contact first. Who do you recommend that our members contact first? Is it the hard money guy? Is it the conventional guy? Is it the general contractor? What do they do?
We definitely want you to reach out, shop around first so that you'll know what you're looking for, but go for the conventional lender. They are much more, they're going to have to go by much stricter guidelines. They're going to make sure that you've got enough reserves to cover a long-term loan with rental properties. They're going to make sure about your credit, about your debt-to-income ratio, things like that. I don't want to speak as a lender here because I'm not. But they're going to look much more closely at your financial wherewithal to have usually a government-backed loan. We're going to want you to get into some sort of a Fannie Mae loan that's got the low interest rates that are spread out over the 30-year term. So once you've got that, once your hard money lender sees that you're approved conventional, then you're pretty much golden with any hard money lender because, as I mentioned, they're mostly short-term asset-based loans. So if they see that you've pre-qualified with conventional, then definitely hard money comes next. And that's one of the first things. Get pre-approved with your lender. Let's see what you can go for and then worry about getting your trades and your contractors and your roofers and your insurance company, things like that.
So there's really a logical order to proceed in, and that's one of the things that you sit down and address mm-hmm. with our members?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. You know, Lori, did you know that Del Walmsley is offering a special for people that are ready to take action right now?
I didn't. That's great.
Yeah, he actually is. He's offering membership in our organization for only $197. It's a phenomenal price. I mean, it's $740 is the regular price, and that's an already low price. But I'll tell you what, if you want to take advantage of the $197 pricing, go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. That's financialfreedomlivestream.com and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to Mentor Monday. I have Lori on today, and Lori is a single family mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited. She's been doing it for, well, more than a day. We'll just put it that way. She's extremely experienced. She has mentored hundreds, if not thousands, of people in how to effectively buy real estate, how to do it correctly, how to make sure that, you know, you are focused on the prize and you are getting there the best and fastest way possible. So, Lori, we were talking at the break, and I love the break times because that's when I get to go one-on-one with the mentors, and I, quite frankly, I learn a lot. I really do learn a lot just from listening to y'all. But I think that people out there are missing a mark. I think that they're sequestered at home. I think they're concerned about their situation. I think they know in their minds that they want to make a radical change in their life, especially after what has just happened with the stock market. So what we recommend is they get themselves a qualified investment in real estate course. In other words, what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited is a laser-focused plan. It is a map that will get you from where you're at to where you're trying to get to, and we can do that entire course in 16 hours. One of the things that I did in the last segment was I gave you the URL and the promo code for how, if you're ready to take action now, you can go for $197 and become a member at Lifestyles Unlimited. We've never seen pricing this low ever. I mean, Del Walmsley really wants to go out on a limb and wants to help you to become a real estate investor, because we know from our side of the table that all of this changes your life, and it changes it in a very favorable way. I mean, my case is case in point. You know, at the age of 50, the Army let me go. It was time for me to retire. I was physically retired. I was not financially retired, and I wound up having to go back to work in the workforce. And I'll tell you what, that's not something I was prepared to do. It's not something I wanted to do. And as I continued to perpetuate in that workforce, I really thought I was going to work until I was the age of 70. And then lo and behold, I just happened to be listening to this particular radio show, not this particular episode, mind you, but this particular radio show. And I heard that there was a different way. I heard that there was a way that I could get myself retired in 5 years or less. So you know what I did? I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'll tell you what, I paid more than $197. I paid a lot more. As a matter of fact, our normal retail pricing is $740, and that's a steal at that price point. So at $197, you've got no business not acting. And what we want you to do is go to this URL, financialfreedomlivestream.com. That's financialfreedomlivestream.com. When you get there, I want you to enter the promo code SAVEBIG. That's right, SAVEBIG, S-A-V-E-B-I-G. Because at the end of the day, not only will you become a member in Lifestyles Unlimited, you will save big in the process. So, Lori, what are your thoughts on education with regards to real estate investing?
Well, that's one of the things that I tell people when they do come in, especially those that are very, very eager. They're just off that 16-hour course from our two-day financial freedom seminar, and they just want to jump in. And I say, just take a deep breath. You have waited this long. Just don't worry about it. Take a deep breath. Take some additional classes. You're good to go, because they get all the information that they need in that 2 days. But it's like drinking from a fire hose. So they just need to get their team together, just like I was talking about. Build your team, get your pre-qualification letters, get your lender, know what you're doing, start off on a good foundation, and then jump in. It doesn't take but a week, 4 days, 5 days, depending on how much effort you put into it. So that's what I tell people is, absolutely, you can go like gangbusters. I joined in April of 2010. I started taking some of the classes, just got myself educated, got my pre-approval, put my team together, made my first offer on a property by June. That was probably, to some, considered a late bloomer. So the thing is, you can do this as fast as you want, but definitely get the education. And you made a perfect point that now is the time to absolutely start getting your education, because opportunities are going to start opening up like gangbuster. We've been waiting for a position. We've been seeing prices going up and up and up, and we keep saying, boy, I wish the prices were back like they were when I was investing in 2012 or 2014. But they just keep going up and up, which is good for us because we've got all that equity to capture and appreciation. But we don't invest hoping for appreciation. That's just icing on the cake for us. We don't ever try to time the market or speculate. So what I'm saying now is now that the market is coming down to that buyer's market, it's a great time for people to get in there, get their education, get a game plan, and be ready when opportunity knocks at the door.
What about the person that says, you know what, I know it all, I've read a couple of books, this investing stuff isn't that difficult, and they decide to you know, listen to the show and avoid our recommendations to get educated, and they get out into the marketplace. What happens to somebody like that?
Well, you know, we come across that sometimes with people that this is a team sport. You cannot do it alone. So, and you can't do it, but there have been gurus selling books and CDs and everything else going city to city and calling an 800 number for years and years and years without connecting with a community. And I get it. You know, we're using virtual meetings and ways to connect now, but we can see that that's still very effective, but there's nothing like having that network available. And you can read and read all you want. It's kind of like what I buy you books and you read the or you read the cover and eat the pages, something like that. You've got to take action and you have to have a team. Otherwise, you're going to make costly mistakes. Now, real estate, you can make a lot of money in it. So even if you are just doing the reading and jumping in, doing it by yourself, you can probably maybe still make some money, but I'm telling you what, you risk a lot and you might even lose a lot of money. And or you're not going to get there as fast because like anything else, once you're focused, once you've got a clear map to get from point A to B or A to Z, so to speak, and get it finished, Dell says don't get rich slowly. You've got to get rich quick.
Now, you're in a very unique position because you get to see people coming in the door and you also get to see them walking out the door, you know, in the form of retirement. We like to say that, you know, you can get yourself retired, or at least our definition of retirement is, you know, having enough passive income coming in that it replaces your ordinary bills. How long does it really take folks to get to that point?
Well, there again, it depends on their desires and their resources when they come in. But that's why our program says retire in 5 years or less. Some people can retire. And what does retirement look like to each individual? But what you said is you're buying financial freedom. Once you've got enough passive income to meet or exceed your monthly expenses, then whatever you do, if you continue to work, let's say you're in your 30s, you don't want to quit your career. You've just spent a ton of money on your college education. Why on earth would you want to give up your career now? And you might even like your career. But the thing is, once you've made that real estate money and you can now pay your bills with that, everything you do in your job is gravy money for a better home, for better vacations, for whatever your lifestyle, the lifestyle that you want to choose, or for more property, more investment. So that's the goal. It's not necessarily to retire. A lot of people say, oh, retirement, I don't want to do that. You made a good point. Retirement is what you want to do with your time. It's financial freedom, just like our two-day seminar is called.
How many homes would somebody need to buy in order to get to that retirement? Let's assume, you know, somebody's in a job where they're making about $60,000 a year. You know, how many homes do they really need to get themselves retired?
Well, you've got to consider if you've got a job that pays you $60,000 a year, you're not bringing in $60,000 into your house because a good chunk of that goes away to taxes. So what we do is we take it down and they say, well, I want to make, you know, $60,000 a year. Well, obviously, you can take the rate of return, your average cash flow per property in any given market, which will change. It varies according to the market. But let's say on average it's $400 a month or $350 a month most homes would bring in positive cash flow. You simply say, well, if you need $6,000 or $5,000 a month to support yourself, then divide that into your $400 a month that you can anticipate per house, and that's the number of houses you'd need. You're not going to make me do math in front of people, are you?
No. I was considering. I was sitting here. My mind was thinking. Should I make her? Should I make? No, I'm not going to make you do math because you don't have.
I can do it.
All right. Well, I literally have three calculators that sit on my desk, and one is solar powered just in case. Because when it comes to doing math on the show, man, I'll tell you what, that is one of those places where I can get myself into trouble.
Like if you wanted to do, you wanted to, it takes you $5,000 a month to live, and you divide that with an average of $400 per property, that's 12 and a half houses. Now, some are going to glean more than $400 a month. Some might be $385 or so. You don't want to always hold out for that home run. You want to keep going, just like playing Monopoly. When you land on a good spot, you want to buy it. The more times you go up to bat, the more chance you have of hitting that home run. And so you'll get a few of those in there, too.
Absolutely sage advice from Lori. Hey, I want to thank you, Lori, for coming on the show. And I want to remind you in the listening audience that you can become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. It is very easy to do. Go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. That's financialfreedomlivestream.com. And enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.